All right. So, oh man, let's get into it. Fresh, hot off the press. Fucking feet hurt, back hurts a little bit. And not that the back is hurt, it's just I've been standing up since like 4, maybe 3:30. It's now 12:04. I'm just sitting down. I have to drive my ass all the fucking way back home. Oh, from deep LA. Oh, it's midnight, actually. 12:04 midnight. I'm over here by the LA Coliseum, obviously. I'm just got out of Motionless in White, knocked loose after the burial in Alpha Wolf. Let's get into it. First and foremost, when you go see a band like Motionless in White or these bigger, bigger like metalish bands, it's a mixed bag, because most of the metal, big metal bands all have a flaw to me. They all have flaws about them, like Motionless in White, or maybe let's say like now Slipknot does. Or, you know, System of a Down, or even Korn. I can't even think, like Bring Me the Horizon, or maybe Parkway Drive. And when I mean that they got a little flaw to them, I mean it's kind of like, while they may have heavy songs, they don't necessarily gonna play them. That's just to lure like me in. But they play more of their singles. They play more of their songs that they're more well known for. And which could be not even the songs that are the best songs on an album. They're just songs that, you know, they put out. They're like more rock songs. So you got to take it with what you get when you come to a big metal show. And I, honestly, Motionless and White, I do like what they got to offer. I don't like everything, but I like that they have heavy songs. I like that it kind of reminds me of like a heavy Marilyn Manson. They kind of got like a Korn, but kind of like not exactly new metal, but an industrial kind of. It's like if you took Marilyn Manson, if you took a Korn, and then you added in Hatebreed, and you just mushed those three bands together, and somehow it became whatever Motionless and White is, because they go from extremely heavy to extremely lethargic. Some songs are just kind of, they're just really like, to me, they're just made for girls, I guess, or not even that, they're just made to be more like radio friendly or more like a catchy song. But that doesn't mean that I don't like them, or that I don't listen to them, or that I... There is big metal bands that I won't listen to, because I'm like, none of their shit is good. And there's bands like that. Like, I won't listen to Five Finger Death Punch. I took 3 listens to them back in the day, and I said no. Ghost is another one. I will not listen to Ghost. I've tried... Honestly, I kept seeing everybody wearing Ghost shirts, and I was like, who the fuck is it, Ghost? And I took... Because I have Apple Music. I don't even need to buy a CD. But if I would have bought a CD, I would have been infuriated that this band that looks like some black metal, evil fucking Norwegian deathcore, and they sound like Weezer. Ghost is terrible. I will not listen to Ghost. But I don't know. Like, they draw a big crowd. I mean... They're just not my cup of tea. But Motionless, what I do casually listen to here and there. I've listened to all albums at least 2 times through. There was a time there when I was listening nothing but Motionless in White. Motionless in White. But it was because I was kind of like, well, let me just catch up on everything they got. Up until the point that I started listening to them. And it's a lot of music. It was like 2 or 3 albums there. But anyways, what I'm getting at is, so I come to the show, and you never know what to expect. But I've gotten accustomed to straight metal concerts. Like, I just went to Lamb of God and Suicide Silence. So I knew I was getting into some big, gnarly, fucking metalheads. Like, you know. But this one was more like in the goth realm. A little bit more like... kind of like medium rock vibes. But I mean, they have a younger crowd, even though they're a very old band. And I think that's because they got a lot of, I want to say, like, catchy TikTok songs. Maybe it's just they have a very good internet game. Because every time I see that man posting on TikTok, Chris Motionless, or on Twitter, it's in the thousands of likes and retweets and like hundreds and hundreds of comments. And I think even on Instagram, it's the same thing. Like, his internet game and the band's internet game is strong. So I think they just kind of connect with the younger crowd. And the subtle tones of, like, I think people like myself, I do like, you know, zombies. They have werewolves. I mean, they have vampire themes. There's a lot of horror themes. And that kind of fits right in. Horror and metal are just like, it's like, you know, peanut butter and jelly. And it just goes together. I mean, I myself am a victim of that. You know, I grew up idolizing kind of like Slayer, even though Slayer's on my shit list for eternity. But there's a lot of, like, you know, that kind of imagery. Marilyn Manson, really kind of horror, gore, Cannibal Corpse was there, you know. Bleeding Through's This Is Love, This Murder has a heart with a knife through it. Like, that kind of stuff has just been there. It's always been there. It just goes together. So I kind of think that you add it all up and it equates to, like, a younger crowd, a lot of girls that go, because I think they feel comfortable, you know, because it's not while they do have aggressive songs, and there was, like, probably, like, four or five aggressive songs in their set, it's not over-punishing either. It's just enough to say, like, hey, they still are a heavy, heavy metal band. But with all of that said, as I approach the show, I'm like, oh, okay, this is relatively, for me, this is light work. It truly is. It's truly light work. I almost chalked it up from the jump, from getting there. I was like, oh, man. Knock Loose is playing. Now, Knock Loose, for all intents and purposes, is probably the best band that I've come across in the last, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I've talked about them before in the past, how crazy and how good that band is. And I mean, it should be Motionless and Why in, like, Knock Loose. It should be Slipknot in Knock Loose. It should be like Knock Loose and Hatebreed. Like, it's that they're beyond. We're at the LA Coliseum and there's ample room, and it just seemed like the pit was so fucking chaotic. Beyond fucking chaotic. But I knew that. I know what's in store when you go watch Knock Loose. I actually am anticipating it being a wild affair. You know. And for my sake, my personal self, but seeing the people in attendance and knowing what Knock Loose is, and knowing what I personally do, mosh, and how I move and operate, I had chalked this up already just in my head. Like, just like a basketball player or any other, a boxer or, you know, an athlete of sorts, or any sort of, you know, like when you play video games with your nephew or niece, you already know this is easy. I'm going to win. I'm going to do what I came to do. I'm going to have fun at it. And just, like myself, like, I don't need a crowd kill, but I would just fucking, I could just operate and with impunity, and just fuck shit up, push people out the way, and just be a dog. Oh, you know, just fucking, you know, just be an animal with zero regard for anybody doing anything to me. And that's when I first got there, you know, I got there, like I said, I probably started lining up, because it said the gates were at 6:30, or the show's at 6:30, but I thought that they were going to let people in at 5:30, so I was like, oh, let me line up about 4:30, which I was just chilling in the parking lot at like 3:45, 4 o'clock, because I got here early. I was like, oh, you know what, fuck daily traffic, I rolled out here early, I just paid for the parking. I got a good spot. I was like parked right outside the venue. A little bit expensive. $40 is some dog fucking, that's some dog shit. That's some dog fucking pricing, price gouging going on there for parking. But again, I'm already on my way home, and this concert just ended like 20 minutes ago, maybe 25 minutes ago. I'm already like fifth of the way home or quarter of the way home. And as I was lining up, I actually was talking to people. Usually I just kind of mind my own business. Like, I don't really care to make friends. I don't really care to be chopping up with random metal dudes. Because I think, I don't know why, but it's not an elitist mentality, but a lot of metal dudes, like, I think they grew up in the era of Spotify and iTunes and Pandora, and they know like one or two songs from the band, and it's like, yo, but like when I like a band, I listen to the whole album, like front to back. That's, if I don't like it, I don't listen to it again, and like I just leave it. And so it's kind of hard for me to talk about music to people if they like certain bands, but they just like a few of the songs, and they don't like anything old, or I don't know, it's just kind of weird. Like, I always find myself over eavesdropping on people's conversations, and they're like, people like the weirdest of shit too, and I'm like, dog, what the fuck kind of, like, why would you admit to liking, like, I don't know, they just like some dumb shit, and I'm like, if they were my friend, I would be clowning them the whole entire time, like. Or they're like, oh, I went to that show. Yeah, it was so fucking dope. We're at the mosh pit and fucking this and that. And dude, it was so fucking crazy. My God. Like, that kind of shit just kind of like turns me off. Because I'm like, you were the fuck were not in a mosh pit. I'm already at my stage in my life. Much like the episode I just posted in Baki. I'm like Yujiro. I know instantly who the fuck. As soon as I walk up, I just know. I get like Terminator. I analyze everybody, and I'm like, oh, this guy can't do shit. He's real hype, but he wouldn't really actually step up into a mosh pit and do shit. Like, there's only a certain breed of people that actually willingly, like myself, just go in there and just fucking tear shit up. There's only a certain amount of people. So usually I don't really talk to, but the people were being nice to me, you know, talking about video games of all random things. They were talking about PS5. I don't have a PS5, so they were like, hey, you have a PS5? I was like, no. Like, you don't play video games? Like, yeah, I played the Switch. They're like, oh, no way, what game do you play? And I was like, well, I'm stuck on Breath of the Wild. They're like, what do you mean you're stuck? Like, well, I'm not stuck, but I probably have, I don't know, just a while, I guess, like about 80 hours, maybe 100 hours, somewhere in that time frame. And that's actually about accurate. Somewhere between 50 and 100, but it's closer to 75 to 100. So I would say about 80 hours. And I told them, like, hey, in the beginning of the game, I didn't know what I was doing. Like, I just randomly popped it in and was like, yo, I want to play Breath of the Wild, because, I don't know, like, my niece had it, she wasn't doing nothing with it, And I was telling them, like, hey, it took me like 20 hours, maybe 30 hours to get out even in the first zone. And then I just been wandering around ever since. Like, they don't really give you directions. And he's like, where are you at? I'm like, well, currently right now I'm over here in this area, you know. But I was chopping it up, you know, and I kind of just, I was standing there for like, they didn't let us into about six. Standing there about an hour and a half just talking to him, you know, asking me what bands I like, what music I like, you know. You just kind of play, I just kind of played it cool. I was like, you know, yeah, the Cradle of Filth. Oh, yeah, that's so dope. I was like, yeah, they're going to show coming up like in a few days in LA too, but I don't want to jog all the way back here. And like, I want to see Cradle of Filth. I didn't get the opportunity to see them at Sick New World because they played at the time slot of System of a Down. And actually seeing them as a headliner, I would love to do it, but I don't know what the fuck they would be even playing. I listened to like the first 3 or 4 albums I got, maybe 5 albums up to Midian, maybe even Nymphetamine, and that's about it. And then after that, I dipped out. Devil Driver is another one. I would love to see Devil Driver, but I like all their old shit, and they have like 3 or 4 albums since then, and it's like, fuck. I don't really know what the fuck they would even play. And that's not a deterrent. What the deterrent is, I think they're playing midweek. It's like a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. And it's like, if I have work and I have to go to the show, it's just, there's a lot of factors into going into that for the reason I'm not going. With all that said, coming back, so I was chopping it up with these cats. You know, I was being a little friendly on the outside. Just, you know, I found out they're from like, which is the High Desert. Where I'm located is about another, well, about 30-40 minutes past where I live. And they were like, yo, what time did you get here? And I was like, oh, I've been here since like 3. But I parked and I was just sitting in my car. Like, I parked like right over there. They're like, oh, no way, you got here? Like, I was like, yeah, I left at like 1. Just started trekking my way over here, put gas, got something to eat. You know, just zoomed over here. By the time I got here, it was about 3. I was looking for parking. Found out where everybody was parking. Paid, and then I sat there for a little bit, and then got out, you know, just a little bit before 4, and walked over. It was like a little 5-minute walk. It was like, oh, okay. I was like, yeah, no, I haven't been here the whole time. Just been chilling. I didn't really want to deal with traffic. And then when we leave, there won't be no traffic, so like, that's easy. It's Friday, it's the weekend, whatever. So they started asking me about who I'm here to see, and I was like, oh man, this is easy, Knock Loose. They're like, oh yeah? And I was like, yeah, dude, Knock Loose is fucking absolutely crazy. I was like, I would have missed Knock Loose for anything right now. Especially the last time I seen them at the Fox Theater, I got kind of, I wasn't upset, but I was a little disappointed in the way that you had to be like the first people in line to get a little wristband to get down to the pit. When this one was a free-for-all, you get in, you move up to the stage, and you bang your fucking head, and that's it. But I was like, yo, I'm like ready to see Knock Loose. And I didn't even do no prep work. I didn't even listen to them coming up. After listening to Tearing the Fabric of Life for probably, I listened to Tearing the Fabric of Life no less than like 30-40 times when it first dropped. But it's been a while since that dropped. And then they came out with 2 singles that I listened to probably like 5 or 6 times each. But then I was like, it gets kind of repetitive when you listen to the same 2 songs over and over. So I put those down. And I haven't listened to anything since they dropped those 2 songs. You know, I don't know. I just haven't picked them back up. But that doesn't go without saying that Knock Loose deserves to be shelved or anything. Their band is insane. Like Captain Insano. So I was telling them, like, yeah, like, I'm here to see Knock Loose. They're like, dude, are you like Motionless? I was like, yeah, I do. Like some of their old stuff, you know, like, I don't know what they're going to play. you know, it's hard to tee off on Motionless because I like the heavy songs, and then I know you already know that they're not going to play an entire set of heavy songs. That is just not who that band is, and they'll never be that band. But it's okay, because I don't like that band for the reason that, oh man, they have like two good heavy songs. I actually like and enjoy some of their, you know, some of the just catchy songs that just casually listen to it from time to time. I was like, yeah, I want to see Motionless and White, of course, but Knock Loose is the band. Like, there's a big, when it's tour, I told them when the tour was announced, I was like, oh yeah, I got a ticket right away. Like, I knew that's something I was going to do. Planned out everything around that fact. And I was like, then there's After the Burial that I've seen After the Burial like two or three times now. Seen them at the Acacia Strain. I think I've seen them at Warped Tour and somewhere else possibly. And I told him, yeah, After the Burial, old stuff is crazy. I was like, the only band that I kind of don't know is whoever Alpha Wolf is. And the guy was like, yeah, that band is pretty good. They got these songs. And I was like, yeah, but I don't really know who they are. I never have even heard about them up until, like, they were just on this tour. And I was like, okay. So suddenly I was like, yeah, like, Knock Loose is shit. I'm ready to go balls out with it. Like, it's what it is. Like, they were talking about how the mosh pit was going to be so insane. And I was like, yeah, but it always is. Like, especially for Knock Loose, it always is. I mean, it's not like my first time. I was like, it might be a lot of first time for a lot of the people here experiencing something like that. Like, that heavy, you know. But I was salivating at the opportunity to just fucking pummel some little goth kids. I don't know why. Perhaps it's something in me that's like, I repulsed back in high school a little bit. But I don't know, I kind of was a goth kid myself. I still am. I still love the all black look. I'll paint my nails black occasionally. I do love me like some Marilyn Manson. I listen to Marilyn Manson. I throw Marilyn Manson on once in a while. I do love me the Motionless. I love Korn. You know, I do love me some Cradle of Filth, Dimmu Borgir. I love some black metal. It's just what it is. Like, but I don't know. Something in me was like, there was just all up and down my spine. I just was like, I could just see myself just crowd killing the fuck out of somebody with fucking makeup on their face. I don't know why that's just, it's so satisfying to me. And there's not nothing that they could do about it. It's just so sad. It's like, that's what's visually in my head. So I was like, yeah, you know. So we were just chopping up, and eventually they let us in. I get in, we're in there, probably like, I was probably like within the first 500 people in this place. I got a lemonade, or actually some lady bought me a lemonade because I only have cash and they only accept cards randomly. So this lady bought me a lemonade and I'm standing. I was like, hey man, how long does this stay? Like, oh, I was like, it's going to be like 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Like, no, you're going to go on like any second. And I was like, oh, okay. Which turned out to be about 5 to 10 minutes. And music started, and then Alpha Wolf comes out, and I mean, I don't want to dog them, but they're kind of a little bit generic. They're kind of like metalcore-ish, but not quite hardcore-ish, but not quite metal either. They just kind of play heavy core, heavy. Heavy hardcore, but it's not, they're not as good as Knock Loose by a long shot, and they might not ever be. I don't know. I guess they come from New Zealand, or I don't know, New Zealand, Australia, Northern Australia. Maybe where they were from New Zealand. I don't know. they probably have, like, to me, realistically, they probably had, like, 3 or 4 good songs out of, like, the 7 or 8 songs they played. So maybe about half of it was good. The other half I was like, it's kind of just, like, your generic. They don't have, to me, they don't have an identity. Like, they want to be, have breakdowns, but the breakdowns are kind of, not lethargic, but they're just kind of, like, ordinary. And they kind of want to have, like, sing-along songs, but they're not good at that either. And they kind of want to be, like, they want to be this cool band, but they're kind of not cool. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's just me, like, maybe, I don't know. They just didn't sound, they weren't that great. Maybe if I seen them with other really good bands and they brought the heavier set, maybe they could convince me to be their fan, but I don't know. They're just, to me, they're just whatevers. Kudos if you like them. If you don't like them, or you don't even know who they are, then, you know, whatever. No loss, right? And then up next is After the Bear. Now, After the Bear, to me, is the random band that doesn't quite fit in the bill. Because After the Burial is a little bit more on the metal side, like, as a straight heavy metal band. And they actually played really good, man. Like, they played, like, the 3 or 4 songs I do know from them, and they played other ones, and every other one's songs were good, too. And I was like, holy hell, like, did they get better than the last time I seen them? But After the Burial fucking rocked, man. And at this point, I was hanging by the rail. I didn't really care too much to homage to Alpha Wolf. I don't even know who they are. So I was like, well, let me just watch. After the Burial, I was considering going to, like, just moshing for a song or two. But what ended up happening was a lot of people at that point started actually trying to make their way forward to get to, as, I guess, close as they can to Motionless Y. And it became very, very, I don't want to say it, like, crowded where I was at. So I just left, and I was like, okay, well, they're getting close to ending anyways. Let me move up to the pit area, because the pit is usually, even though the pit is fluid, there's more room there, for whatever reason. I've always found that to be the case at concerts. If you buy the pit, there's room. When you're squished up against the railing or up towards the front of the stage, it's just, it's a fucking heat lodge, and it's just not the shit. Especially at metal shows. So during After the Burial, like, maybe a little bit past midways, I only seen like 2 songs or 3 songs when there was a pit. And then they ended. And actually, After the Burial, I thought was phenomenal, man. I don't know. Like, I was like, damn. They played good. I was actually kind of quite surprised. Because, you know, I only know a few of their songs. And especially after that one album. Everyone knows that one album they got. Or maybe not everybody, but they played the fucking 2 or 3 champion songs off that album, which is the ones I like. And then it was time. Once After the Burial ended, I was already hearing a lot of groaning from a lot of people from a lot of places about Knock Loose is very, very dangerous. People are going to get injured. Just da 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 da. I'm like, yeah. Get the fuck out the way. Like, hey, man, get the fuck out the way. Move, motherfucker. If you want, you don't want a part of it, get the fuck out, get to step in, like. And, you know, Knock Loose is another band that, and I love that about some bands. I have no idea why. The band is not even playing music yet, and there's already people fist fighting the air to fucking nothing and fucking opening the pit, just trying to fucking kill a person to fucking an intro sound clip is just the fucking, to me, that is the shit. That just tells you right there that people have the same mindset I do. They just came to do business. There's business to be done. There's work to be done. People are going to get the business. And you know, as soon as Knock Loose comes on the stage, I mean, the pit went from what I imagine was not that very big. Or wasn't. After the Barrel had a little pit, but this, it just shredded open. And Knock Loose just fucking erupts, man. With all the fucking smoke. You know. And I noticed that they didn't play Oblivion's Peak, which is, I'm a little bit sad about. But it's not, Oblivion's Peak is no longer the song that I'm like, yo, that song is fucking wild. Oblivion's Peak is the first song I ever heard of them, but I didn't know that I was listening to them. I had seen Knock Loose. I had heard rumblings about Knock Loose before. And I caught them at Warped Tour. I caught like half of the end of their set. Because I was busy somewhere else. And I was like, yo, okay, they got heavy songs. But it wasn't like, they weren't hot on my radar to somebody like, oh, I need to fucking listen. Like, I didn't even really get a good seeing of them. But lo and behold, I'm just sitting down. I think I was working out in those days, like every other day, and I'm have on either Spotify or have on Apple playlist, and here comes the most fucking heavy fucking riff, followed by an insanely fucking up-tempoed breakdown right out the fucking gate, and then the song just kicks off, and you know, and the song is unrelenting. Oblivion's Peak is an unrelenting song. It just is unrelenting. It's fucking punishing. It's punishing listening to it at full volume. At concert volume. It's just an insane song. And that immediately drew me in. I was like, yo, what the fuck is this? Like, this is one of the hardest songs I had heard at that point. One of the hardest songs I had heard in a minute. I was like, oh shit, this is Knock Loose. So at that point, I was like, all right, let me take a listen to Laugh Tracks. And I did my research and I was like, yo, this album is something. There's something there that just me being a dude that's listening to metal, I knew instantly. I was like, all right, there's something on this album that is just fucking insane. That is just, you can't describe it. Every so often, some band comes out and every note, every fucking riff, every fucking breakdown is perfectly placed. Everything just makes fucking sense. And Laugh Tracks is that. And even before their old stuff. And even, you know, A Different Shade of Blue is wild too. But they don't. Oblivion is no longer my favorite song from Knock Loose. By the Grave, I don't know why that song just reminds me of everything that, of all the metal I've listened to over the years, all the hardcore, every heavy song. By the Grave is one of my favorite songs from Knock Loose. Just everything about that song is delicious. I don't know if it's the sinister riff intro that just gives off fucking mega fucking old school Pantera vibes, or mega old school fucking like old metal vibes, and then it goes immediately into two-step, and then the fucking breakdown at the end is just absolutely horrific. That song from start to finish is just a fucking song of songs, and they don't disappoint. They've had that in rotation. Belleville, Billy No Man's, they have a lot of fucking songs. Dead Ringer, Counting Worms. You know, and I hate gushing over Knock Loose, but I don't feel like they yet. I don't feel like it's the metal community. I don't feel as the entire heavy metal genre, with in every heavy music, which would include hardcore, black metal, metalcore, thrash, fucking even rock, pop rock, whatever, all the genres, I still don't believe that Knock Loose has gotten the fucking respect that that band deserves. Because they absolutely shattered these motherfuckers' dreams over here. If I would even dare to say they played way better than Motionless in White, but they don't have the following yet, and they don't have the... Motionless has a whole setup of like lights and smoke and props and fire and the videography that goes on behind it. They have a whole production set. Knock Loose don't have that. They can get that. And that's easy to obtain. But if you're looking at it as the younger self of mine, the 12, 13, 14 year old kid, if you're just, and you ask any heavy band straight up, who's a better band based off of how hard it goes, Knock Loose decimates literally 95% of bands out there, if maybe even more than that. Now again, it's, you know, it's no knock to Motionless and White, they're just a different breed of heavy, but Knock Loose was fucking insane. That there was, it was just an insane affair. And I got every, you know, they called the Wall of Death in there at some point towards the end. You know, it's just some shit. They're just a fucking band of bands, man. I don't even know what to say. Like, I can't even think of all the songs they played. I was just fucking doing my shit in there. And people, and you could see people on the, I'd love seeing people just like not knowing what it is they're experiencing. Like if it's their first time seeing Knock Loose, and just seeing people just go absolutely ape shit, you know. It's like if you were to take your, like you out there, you take your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whoever the fuck, and you're like, hey, we're gonna go watch Knock Loose. And yeah, they are a heavy metal band. And then the people might be like, oh, okay, like, yeah, like, you know, like Limp Bizkit or something, or fucking, might be like, oh, you know, I don't know, whatever they think heavy metal is, Disturbed. You know, they kind of had like a song or two, and then they fucking watch Knock Loose, and it's when you take it in that context, Knock Loose is every fucking thing that heavy metal was ever supposed to be about. Brutal, in your face, punishing, people going crazy. It's an experience. It's a wild experience. And with that, Knock Loose just blew the top off the fucking roof. You know, and they finished. And I was like, yeah, actually I was surprisingly in decent shape, because there was a lot of pushing, a lot of fucking swanging, a lot of fucking this and that, and even just standing at the rim of the fucking pit, you know, my legs didn't get tired. The bottom of my feet are tired right now, but that's, again, I was standing on them from like 4 o'clock, and you know, it was 12 o'clock when I left. But overall, like, I didn't feel any, like, if I was like winded, I didn't really get a fucking, I didn't get hit anywhere too hard or anything. I just sweated a lot, that was it. And yeah, then Motionless played, and actually I was not sure what to expect with Motionless and Why. I knew they would play some new stuff, which I did listen to, Scoring the End of the World. I probably listened to that like 3 times through before I put it down. I was like, okay, they got a couple of songs I like. They got a lot of songs that I'm like, yeah, wouldn't necessarily listen to it. And they have a couple of like slow jams in there. Overall, it's fits right in line with what they do. You know, scoring the end of the world. It's actually what I would say would be emotionless album. Like, it's what they strive to be. Have a couple heavy songs to bring just enough to get me interested. They have songs made specifically for like maybe the women that attend their shows, you know, sing along songs. They have what I would assume is like their very overproduced songs, like they have that song Werewolf. And they've been having songs like that now for over a couple of albums where it's like, oh, they're kind of like just making a theme song, or like maybe their thing was, oh, we're gonna make like a werewolf song, we're gonna make a zombie song, we're gonna make like a song off of you know, something like that, and they kind of have like that kind of a song. So they have a song like that on there, and honestly, maybe if I was in the band after making four of the heaviest albums, maybe I would want to try my hand at fucking making like a Halloween theme song, you know, because there is Halloween songs, but you know, is there any good heavy metal Halloween songs? You might have to look at Ice Nine, but I mean, I can't dog Ice Nine yet, because I don't really listen to them. I haven't took the time to listen to them. But I mean, I don't know. They don't tour with anybody that I necessarily like or care about. And on top of that, like, nobody's ever randomly told me, yo, dude, that new Ice Nine Kills fucking album is the shit. Check out these songs. Not a one person that I know has physically told me that. While I've had people tell me, like, yo, dude, Knock Loose is the shit, or dude, we went to go fucking see this band, and this band played, and you should check them out. Like, nobody's ever told me that about Ice Nine Kills, ever. And they've been around for a while, so I don't know. I'm disconnected between the big metal bands, because I kind of think they all fucking suck. To an extent, like Avenged Sevenfold is another one that I want to put in that category, where I think they're on a big stadium tour, and I'm like, they're playing with fucking Falling in Reverse, and I'm like, who the fuck is listening to both those bands today? I don't know. Don't know anybody that listens to fucking Avenged Sevenfold. I would maybe see them based off of just nostalgia that I had for them, but I mean, I don't know. But anyways, I'm getting off subject. Motionless and White played, and they played a couple of good songs. Slaughterhouse, Meltdown, Reincarnate, you know. And then they played Rats randomly. They played the zombie song off of that album as well. That's like the fourth or fifth song on there, maybe sixth song. What I wouldn't give to see them play the latter, because that's like my favorite song on that entire album. What else? Yeah, they played pretty good. I mean, they played some of the songs I do recognize from the new album that I don't know the names to. So overall, it was good. They had a lot of fire and, you know, stuff like that. That was kind of cool. I haven't been to a show where, you know, fog machine's been used a lot. Well, actually, Lamb of God used a fog machine a lot, but I haven't been to a show where anybody's brought fire out for a while. That was kind of interesting to see. Just kind of interesting to see. And with all that said, I mean, you know, here I am after Motionless and White Plate. They played like two songs that are the slower ones that I kind of recognize. I just don't know the names of them. But they played good. I mean, for what I thought they were going to play, I was like, you know what? All right. You know, I can live with it. I didn't really feel like I was completely bored or anything. I did kind of take a step back. I was like, yeah, let me get out of the mob of people just standing kind of towards the back and just watch And I actually had a good time just watching it, because I was like, you know, I'm not, nobody's bumping into me, I'm not shoulder to shoulder with anybody, I'm not, you know, nothing. I was like, just chilling, watching Motionless White. And that's what it is. That was my night. That's my fucking night out at the LA Coliseum, the torch, not the shrine, the torch at the LA Coliseum, like right in the front of that motherfucker. I thought we were gonna be like one of the parks outside, but we were just in the inside, but not all the way in the football field, like on the outside. I don't even know. Fucking the terrace? I don't even know what you call it. Because the football stadium is like seated below, but whatever. Whatevers. Overall, the show was pretty good. I thought After the Burial played pretty good. I mean, Alpha Wolf was eh. They're okay. Be interested to see if they do anything going forward. Knock Loose was shit. Most of the NY also played pretty good. So overall, I thought the tour was actually well balanced on all levels. It was very, very well balanced. And Knock Loose played for a cool minute too. It wasn't like they got an 8 to 10 song set and were out. They played probably for like 40-45 minutes. That's a lot of song. Well, maybe, I don't know, somewhere around there. Motionless played for like an hour and a little bit more, and that was dope too. Overall, it was a good experience. It was just a good show. Very different from the Lamb of God, Suicide Silence, Occasionally, where all three bands were just heavy bands. Very different setting, very different, but both equally good in their own right. I think Knock Loose is just phenomenal, and it'd be interesting to see if at one point Knock Loose supersedes, you know, and it's Knock Loose in Lamb of God in Suicide Silence, like something like that. Like, I don't know, but it should be like a lot of bands need to watch their back, because I think Knock Loose is coming, and I think they're maybe an album or two away before they just completely obliterate. That's what I'm hoping for, is that they obliterate the metal scene that is, because I'm sick of it. Sick of these big metal bands that just are dog shit. I need a championship, heavyweight champion metal band, hardcore band back on top as the number one band that is out there. And I want it to be Knock Loose, because that band is just ridiculous. With all that said, I'm ending this episode here. I'm going to get it posted up probably tomorrow morning. And then I'm off to Caliucci, so we're going to talk about that when I get off. Maybe Sunday. Because we'll see. But I'll catch you guys later.